Okay, so I want you to tell me and be honest, how many like little dots do you have at the bottom of your iPhone screen? Take out your iPhone right now and tell me.
I only have 3.
Oh, really?
That's because everything is in folders.
Ah, okay. So you're using Apple's trick to make you think that you have less than you do. How many would you guess that you have?
I have 186 applications on my iPhone 4.
Okay, all right. I don't really have anything in folders. Wait, how do you find that? You find that in the settings, right?
Yeah, you go settings, about 186 applications.
Settings and, it's under general and then about.
Yeah.
All right, I've got 35.
Okay, so just a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
we can see who has the problem. Just a bit. As a slight aside, there's a an application for the Mac that you can buy. Well, not buy, download, called App Store Expense Monitor. And it goes through your iTunes account and totals up the amount of money you've spent on iOS apps.
Oh, no, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know the answer to that question, right?
It's a horrible thing to download.
That's like that site on the internet. You guys don't have Chipotle over there, do you?
No, but I know all about it.
You know what it is, right? It's a chain of burrito. But it's really good. I mean, they use, you know, nice, decent ingredients and stuff like that. But you don't want to... There's like a calorie calculator on the internet to, like, you put in like your favorite burrito that you like to order with your standard ingredients and it calculates the calories. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Whatever you do, do not do it. It will ruin every single burrito for you from that point forward. And I think that's no, don't download whatever app Mike just told you to go get. Don't do it. You don't want to know. Unless you want to cry. Or at least, unless you want to kind of get real with, you know, I mean, because the part of the whole idea with this, you know, simplicity, minimalism, crap, is about consumption, you know, and is about, you know, I mean, basically, you know, you're going broke $1 at a time, you know.
Yeah.
Or 59p for you Brits.
Yep. And it's one easy dollar at a time as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, unfortunately, that's a price at which you don't really think. And I'll be perfectly honest. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot installed on my phone, but I've got a ton of stuff that is, you know, in iTunes that I'm not syncing to the phone because I just don't use it. When I got my iPhone 4, and I posted about this on Minimal Mac, I started off completely fresh, and similar as I've done with my MacBook Air, I started with a fresh out of the box experience and then have only added things back as I've needed them, and that's made a huge difference. And I've been really, really kind of really thoughtful about what I've added back. Like, you know, it used to be I had like, I don't know, I probably had a half dozen to a dozen various camera apps on my phone, you know, to do various things with photos, you know, retro and, you know, HDR and all that other stuff, you know. And so when I thought, okay, you know, I really only want one additional camera app on my phone that's better than the built-in one that allows me the most flexibilities to do all of that stuff, right? And so that's why I have Camera Plus. I use Camera Plus because it adds features. It adds enough features to the built-in that it makes it worthwhile to have. Not just extra filters and stuff like that, but the other thing I love about Camera Plus is that it gives you a nice little 3x3 grid so you can, you know, properly frame a photo in that whole, you know, traditional photography sense. I really like the interface, that sort of thing. But... you know, I think that's why I only have, what did I say, 35?
There are about. I mean, the issue I have, and I know this is definitely the issue that people that want us to talk about this is, I just keep things on here. I mean, I very rarely go past the front page. But I've just got folders and folders of games.
Hmm.
And I think it's the holidays, because you're actually paying for these things.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel like you don't want to...
Like you have to have them. Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the nice thing is that iTunes backs all this stuff up when you sync.
Yep.
You know, and or if you bought it on the Mac, it's already there. But, you know, and, yeah, I guess, yeah, here's the thing I wish. And I wish that when you deleted an app, it didn't delete all of your preferences and such for that app. I mean, because that's kind of what makes people keep the apps around, too, is the idea that, well, you know, I don't want to have this game on my phone hogging up space, but I don't want to delete it because it's got like all of my scores and stuff like that. And if I delete it, I'll lose all that and have to start all over again.
I mean, the way to get around that is to sync to iTunes, because iTunes backs all that information up.
Yeah. Well, iTunes backs that information up, but if you restore the game, if you restore the application, like, let's say that you delete it off your phone,
yeah,
you say, okay, delete, and da-da-da, and then, you know, you sync, and da-da, you go about your business, and later on down the road, you decide, you know, I want to throw that game back on. It doesn't restore all that data. It only restores that data if you do a full restore of your iPhone, and who wants to do that?
Yeah. The data is only saved for as long as the app is kept on the phone.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I think...
It's hard. It's really hard. You're forced to make some tough choices if you really do want to kind of pare things down and reduce things.
The problem is there is an app for that. That is the problem, really. Because there is an app for everything. Things that we probably don't necessarily need there to be apps for. But yet we download them.
Yeah.
You know, when we could, you know, visit the website or whatever.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. I must be different, because I constantly look at my phone as I'm, you know, swiping through screens, and, you know, I'll come across an app. I'll think to myself, okay, when is the last time I used that? Okay, all right, now that I've answered that question, it's been, like, a long time. When is the next time I'm going to use it? Oh, I don't know, or probably never. Well, then it doesn't matter whether I have the preferences on or not. And the other thing I constantly run into is, you know, kind of when you have a website that gives you some level of visibility, oftentimes developers will reach out to you and ask you to beta test apps. And having been in software quality assurance, I'm good at testing, and I like to test, and, you know, like the next guy, I like to get sneak peeks at things before anyone else does, and I like to provide feedback so I can help to mold the app into what I want it to be. I'm kind of that way. So I a lot of times I would say that you know, of the three screens of apps I have, that probably a good screen's worth of those are things that I'm, you know, testing and that I won't keep around, you know, that I'll eventually delete.
I'm gonna clean it up.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Because I've got folders and folders of games that I don't play. So what's the point in having them on there? Because I've been noticing recently that my phone has been getting quite slow. It's getting a bit sluggish, and I think that might be why. I'm gonna clean it up.
It could be, you know. And, you know, I guess if there's any takeaway from this, it's the idea that, you know, just because you have it doesn't mean you have to use it, and you have back. You know, at least you can get the application back without having to, you know, pay for it again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's backed up on your Mac. And, you know, if push comes to shove and you are just kind of at your wit's end, do what I do. And this is actually, you know, this is based on, you know, you talk to any professional organizer, they're going to tell you that this is one of the many strategies, but one of the main ones that they use with people, and that is this. You know, if you have a messy desk, the easiest way to kind of get it back is to clean everything off of it, and then add things back one by one as needed. So, you know, here I'm looking at my desk. I've got stuff all over it. If I were to remove everything else off the desk, you know, and then sit down at my desk and think to myself, okay, what's the first thing I need? Well, my computer would come back onto my desk.
Hmm.
Right? Okay, what's the next thing I need? Well, my telephone might probably come back onto my desk, you know? But the thing is to add things back as you need them, and eventually you're going to find that you reach a point that is far less than what you originally had on that desk. It gets back to, this was a post I wrote a few months ago. Where does this belong? Take everything off and then ask yourself, where does this belong? Where does this belong on my phone? Where does this belong in my life? I should also mention something. Another thing I do on my home screen, and this sounds kind of crazy, but I did it and I liked it. I keep the bottom row on the very first screen completely clear.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. From a visual perspective, I just like it better. It seems less cluttered. And I've found that I'm a lot more honest about the apps I really use if I limit it to, well, in this case, 12 versus 16. Not including the ones down in the little docky area there. You know, but just for those interested, currently on my home screen, and I'm curious to know what's on yours, because you know people are going to ask this. So here's what's currently on mine. We've got high rise. I use high rise in place of my contacts list, because.
So 37 signals probably.
Yeah. I have a consulting business, and you know, so that's. I use it heavily for that. Simple Note, duh.
Yeah.
Calvetica. And Calvetica, that's one that, like, I had for a little while and used it, and then forced myself to think, you know, is it that much better than iCal? No, not really. Or the built-in calendar app.
If I could just have a quick aside about Calvetica.
Yeah, go for
it. I love the way it looks, but my main problem is, and it might have changed this since I last looked at it, you can't just open the app, press a plus button, and add an event. You have to go into a day. And I know that's correct, that seems not, you know, very nitpicky, but most, about 95% of the time, if I'm adding something to the calendar, I need to be in and out quickly. And just adding that extra step, for me, I don't like it. It just disrupts the usual workflow that I'm used to.
Fair enough. And, it depends on which view you're in, because they've got a number of views along the bottom. But you can certainly now tap on an open time and just start typing.
So I like the monthly view, though.
Yeah, okay.
And also as well, I don't know. I just don't like the way it displays the list of things. I mean, it's a beautiful application, but to me, iCal just works better to my needs. And that's probably just because I've sort of grown up with iCal, as it were.
Understood.
Over the last few years.
Well, so I don't think the Calvetica is all that much better than the built-in app. And that's kind of what I, you know, wrestled with. The reason I added it back was because I have always been a sucker for a good week view. Oftentimes when I need to look at a calendar, I'm looking at it to see what other available slots I have open this week. And so I kind of need to see a week at a glance. And they added this feature whereby when you turn the phone landscape, it gives you a really nicely done week view. So that's why I decided to add it back. And I haven't been disappointed that I've done so, but
all I would say before we move away from Calvetica, because this has taken up a little bit too much time,
it
sort of links back to me for the idea of what we're actually talking about, the minimalism. Don't fill up the phone with calendar applications if iCal is okay for you.
Yeah, right. I mean, and in every case, I use Simple Note because it gives me certain features that I absolutely rely on.
Yep.
That the built-in Notes app can't do. And as anyone who follows Mail on Mac knows, I actually like the built-in notes app now. I'm not a, you know, I kind of like it. I like its simplicity. I like its flexibility. And there's plenty of people that hate it, but I actually like it. Same thing with HiRise. The reason I'm using HiRise is because my business is, I mean, all of my business data for my consulting business is in HiRise. And when I need to look up a contact, it's, you know, less to do it. You know, because I can look up just if I just want to make a phone call, I search for that contact in the phone app. I don't search for it in the contacts app, and I think having the two is rather redundant, if you ask me. But the reason I have HiRise on my home screen is because my business absolutely depends on it. So let's see what else. Task Paper. When I do use a task app, it's generally Task Paper. As those that know me know that I mainly use pen and paper, but I have been known to at times pen and paper just isn't cutting it for whatever reason, and Task Paper is what I switch to then. Instapaper, duh. Path, which I've posted about on Minimal Mac. Path is my Foursquare as far as I'm concerned. Photos, because, well, my daughter is beautiful. Camera Plus, well, and I'm constantly showing her off because I'm an old man. Camera Plus, for reasons we discussed earlier. Tumblr, duh. Reader, for my RSS feeds, which is a lovely, lovely application. I use it everywhere on Mac and on the iPad. Birdhouse is essentially a draft, a place for drafting up tweets before you send them, and for storing them. But I actually use Birdhouse not only for that, but also for things that, like, I want to tweet, but won't, because they'll get me in trouble.
So you're getting the experience, but not actually with any of the,
yeah,
the mess.
I feel like I've said it. I've got things like, so I'll give one away. Alanis Morissette, when only angry chick rock will do.
Sounds like a MasterCard commercial.
Exactly. So I put mean things in the Birdhouse, but I also use it to draft actual honest things that you later see on Twitter. I'd be willing to bet that if you went to Fave Star and looked at things that people have favorited that I've tweeted or whatever, I'd say probably a good half of them probably came out of my Birdhouse. And then I'm using Twitterific for Twitter. And then down along the home row there, I've got phone, mail, messages, and Safari, because, quite frankly, that's what the damn phone's for. So what's on your home screen? We're going way over, but I don't care.
No, I'm not going to tell you everything, because I've got quite a lot on there, because I've got folders, but I'm going to tell you what sort of the main stuff is, obviously.
Okay.
I've got a lot of my stock apps have stayed in the same positions. If that makes sense. So along the bottom, I've got from left to right, phone, mail, Safari. But then I have an audio folder, which has iPod, Spotify, because that's where all my music comes from. Podcaster, which is an amazing podcasting application, which allows, it does all updating of RSS feeds. I just put the RSS feeds in and it downloads them when I'm on the go. And it doesn't, it's not restricted to the 20 megabyte download limit.
Okay.
So anyone that loves podcasts, that's the way I do it. I don't have any podcasts in my iTunes on my computer anymore. It all goes through there. I have Icebird, which is my Twitter client of choice, for reasons in which I've spoken about on my other podcast, The Bro Show, at thebroshow.co.uk. Have to do that. Simple Note, obviously. Squarespace. I have on there now Pouch, which is a backpack application, which I'm trying out. Reader. Instapaper, obviously. Path, obviously. The camera, maps, and the stores. I also have Cha-Ching, which is a much needed of an update application, but I don't think the guys that make it anymore are really developing it. But it just allows me to keep track of my finances.
That sounds like a good mix, actually.
But obviously, that's only a small fraction of what's there.
Well, here's my challenge to you, Michael. And that is, I mean, because, you know, to dig into folders and things like that, you know, my challenge to you is, as you're going through and cleaning up, I want to challenge you to have no folders on your home screen, to only have the 12 or 16 apps that you use the most. That's my challenge. Well, okay. I'm not going to say if you can't meet it, there's no, you know, this isn't like school or anything. I'm not going to, you know, grade you on your progress. I'm just saying, you know, because things on your home screen should have one-tap access, don't you think?
I agree, and that is the one downside of it, really, is that obviously the things that I want quickly, but unfortunately, what I felt like, I wanted too many things quickly. But do you know what, Pat? I'm going to do it. No matter how painful it is, I'll do it.
You know, people are going to, like, they're going to listen to this, they're going to want to know your progress, so we should probably on some later episode that we'll record sometime in the future, we'll talk about iOS stuff again, and I'll ask you how that went. All right,
cool.
All right, okay. I think we've yakked about this topic enough, but we'll talk about other stuff later.
Cool.
Cheers,
mate.
Cheers.